Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate you so very much. I know I always say it, but I honestly do. And I know how busy teachers are. I know how busy educational leaders are. And so I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen in. So we started yesterday, and over the next few episodes, we are going to be talking all things strategy. And I mentioned in yesterday's episode that in human design, when we talk about strategy, we are talking about the way in which we can use or best use our energy to move with flow and not force. And I shared what my human design coach often says in regards strategy, and it's the difference between swimming against the current in someone else's stream or floating down your own on a floaty with a cocktail in hand. I will just mention that in episodes 6 to 10, we covered off the different energy types. So if you missed those, go and take a listen, because once you become familiar with the energy types and your energy type in particular, your strategy is a really lovely layer that sits on top of that. Today's episode is all about our lovely projector strategy, which is to wait for the invitation. Let's dive in. So waiting for the invitation. As a projector, when I first heard that, I was like, what is this? What is this all about? And what does it actually mean? And the first thing that my human design coach shared with me, and I'm going to share it with you, as a projector, you do not need an invitation to do anything. You do not have to wait and sit around to be invited to guide or lead. It's more about creating expansiveness and spaciousness and flow, rather than inserting yourself into the world of someone else and it feeling restrictive. So this is where your deep and focused energy that we covered off in the projector energy type episode acts like a bit of a spotlight, shining out on all the people. And some people are ready for that spotlight and some are not. So really, it's shining that wisdom, that guidance, experience, learnings, and it's about allowing the right people to walk into it. And I have a really beautiful example of this that came from a recent human design reading that I did for a teacher who is a projector. She's also in educational leadership, but she shared how she recently started at a new school that came about by the way of invitation. She was in the community and shining her spotlight, and obviously in doing so, the school saw her brilliance, and when this job came up, they encouraged her to apply and then they gave her the position. And that is what is really special about a projector's energy. Your energy creates a natural availability around it to attract invitations. So it is really important to get clear on the types of invitations you would like to call in. The more that you're visible in sharing your magic, sharing your wisdom and experience, the more invitations will come. And this is really important too for any roles that you might decide to apply for in the future, in that you include in your CV or resume what you bring or brings you to the table, rather than just putting something together that you think it needs to say to get the role. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. In my own experience, even now as a business owner, I currently, and this might have changed if you're catching this episode at a later date, but right now I don't have a website. I don't have advertised anywhere how you can work with me and what I am available for. And yet I still receive invitations for podcasts, for blog contributions, for program contributions, for meetings with companies to see how we might be able to intersect what they are doing with what I am doing. It's that natural availability in my energy that attracts the invitations. And even though I don't currently have advertised anywhere publicly what I'm available for, I've decided myself behind the scenes, and those invitations continue to flow in. So where projectors can get themselves into a little bit of what I would call stickiness is where they insert themselves into a situation or experience, most likely through unsolicited advice, because of your ability to see and your desire to tweak and improve. I know I can so relate to this. The amount of times that I've wanted to jump in, or I've jumped in and given this advice, and then what I'm about to talk about next has been the experience. So maybe when you've done this, and I've certainly experienced this, people have shut you out or shut you down, or you may have been called bossy, or you may have left the experience feeling unappreciated, unheard, or undervalued. And you're potentially wondering why people just don't get it. Again, you see a need or a certain way to help other people, and it's normal to want to share those things. But again, it's about really developing that awareness that if you have your light turned on and if you're shining your spotlight, some people are not ready to hear that or receive that advice. On the flip side of this, though, is that there are actually many, many people interested and just waiting for you to guide and lead them. So save your energy for these people and places. And this is something that I'm still learning. And I will say it over and over again. Imagine the difference that this would make to our schools and our educational settings if we were aware of each other's energy types and strategy. I would always be calling on projectors to share what they can see, because I know they would see the big picture. They would be able to see the direction of where an initiative or a project is heading, and share a deep knowledge and wisdom on how to tweak and make things more efficient. They will also be able to tell you the gifts and talents of the others working within the group, and they will understand how to maximize energy and resources because they see things others miss. And if you are not a projector but have projectors in your life, in your classroom, in your school, ask them what they think, what they see, what their thoughts are. I promise you, they are bursting to share everything with you. I was. So beautiful projectors, keep shining your light so the right people can step into your brilliance. When you recognize and own the value of what you bring to the table, the invitations will come. Trust this. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. As a fellow projector, I love hearing about how invitations and opportunities have come into your life. If you would like to message me and share those, or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the next episode. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.